You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Ollie Pimlots on this edition, looking ahead to Monday's action. Plenty of action to look forward to on Monday as well. We've got racing at Ayr, we've got Ripon, we've got Windsor. We've also got a card over in Ireland at, where is it tomorrow? I think it's at Ballinrobe, it is indeed. And Wolverhampton as well, domestically. So loads to get our teeth stuck into. Mr. Pimlott, how are you?
Hello, Alex Dunn.
I feel like I've not spoken to you for ages.
No, I'm usually on the Death Star ship shift on our sister station, William Hill's Betting Television.
Until late.
Yeah, 10 till 2 is usually my bag.
Oh, I'm in bed by then.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners aren't. They enjoy the late night action from Charles Cowan and Evangeline and Presque Isle Downs.
Nice. And don't forget, you can tune into William Hill's Betting TV on the app. Or on the William Hill website, wh.cm/TV, if you like your horse racing
Poor
American
old Sylvester
flavors.
Yesterday, hoodwinked at the border.
Was he?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
So John Egan rode it. John Egan rode the Johnson horse yesterday.
We're not focusing on American action now. We're going to talk about Ayr very shortly. How's things with you? How are you keeping? What have you been doing apart from betting TV? Cricketing?
Yeah, cricketing. I'm done now, really, because the last night match was on Wednesday. And footballing now on Saturdays, you see.
Yes.
Premier League started yesterday.
You've just been to Norwich?
Norwich I was at yesterday. Cracking game.
It's a fair hike.
It was a fair hike. 4-3 to West Bromwich Albion.
Mm.
And Jordan Rose missed the worst penalty. The limpest, patheticest penalty I've ever seen from Jordan Rose yesterday. Have you seen it, Alex Dunn?
I haven't, but I will find one that is worse. Do you remember that one that Ross Brierley took when we played at Bramall Lane?
I do, yeah. That was a poor effort.
Shocking. Let's talk about the Shergar Cup very briefly. It went on yesterday. Hayley Turner winning the Silver Saddle, the girls winning the accolades and the trophy. Does it have a place, as far as you're concerned, in the racing calendar? We were talking about this on air yesterday, and I'd say it was... I won't say it was completely split. There are many who didn't like it, and a few that did like it.
It has a place for one day a year in the calendar for me.
Commercially,
yeah. It's good for the bookmakers as well, because you're always going to have a certain amount of runners in each race.
True.
And it's good for the punters, because you're going to get your nice each-way turns.
Yeah.
But I don't think many trainers like it, because if you get, you know, some of the foreign jockeys who don't know the tracks, they're a little bit annoyed, as are the owners. But it's all... My brother works at the International Racing Bureau, and they organise it all.
Right.
And it's pure random, the allotting of the jockeys. No matter what some people think, they think that, oh, Adam Kirby's riding for Clive Cox today in the Shergar Cup. How's that happened? But it is pure... they draw it out of an egg cup, basically. So it is pure luck and lottery how you get the jockeys. And that has been annoyed a lot of owners and trainers, I think, because obviously you'd prefer a British-based jockey, somebody you know.
Well, that's the fairest way to do it.
Yeah, but equally, you wouldn't mind getting Jao Moreira, would you?
No, that's true.
I think it does have its place, but it has its place for one day a year. Personally, I would prefer to have group race action on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have its place, but it's a fun day, no more, no less for me.
Okay.
I would take it or leave it personally, but I think it does have a place.
Yeah.
Something to talk about, something different, brings a team aspect to racing. And of course, the team aspect has been talked about a little bit further along with the prospect of the a team of horses for stables. You read that around about 6 months ago in the Racing Post.
Okay.
Whereas a stable would have 20 horses apiece, and it becomes sort of similar to Formula One. So it has been talked about in a bigger in a bigger way towards the future, but personally I don't think that would particularly work.
And it can't be a surprise that yesterday the winning team came from, well, there were two teams full of jockeys who ride here week in, week out.
Yeah, domestic teams. But if you do look at the SPs, they were on the slightly better horses. Again, pure lottery, but that is probably no coincidence. But equally, if you went over to Hong Kong or Japan, it might be a little bit different because they don't know the tracks, different, completely different way of racing, etc. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Right, we'll talk about air on Sunday. No, Sunday's today.
Monday. I'm going to do, Alex, and I'm going to go to the first race and the last race at air, an 8-race extravaganza there tomorrow.
And you can follow all the action and listen to it all live on William Hill Racing Radio. I'm actually hosting tomorrow with two Johns, Bab and O'Connell.
Right.
So make sure you tune in.
John Bab, I think he'd be quite happy with the point yesterday for his team.
He probably will.
Back in the Premier League.
He'll be happier than John O'Connell's Fulham side.
They apparently played all right though, Fulham against Palace. They'll be all right, Fulham, especially at home. Very good atmosphere at Fulham. Have you been to Craven Cottage, Alex?
Never.
Well, a few times last season. Very good atmosphere. Play brilliant football. I think they'll be all right, Fulham. Huddersfield. If you want to bet a team to go down, Huddersfield.
Or Cardiff.
But Huddersfield, Cardiff, possibly Brighton. Huddersfield, my friend. I saw them last four games of last season. They will not score any goals.
Look at that. You're getting bonus football tipping on a horse racing
podcast.
Yeah,
they will not score any goals.
Let's talk about horses, all.
Yep.
135 air is the race that you want to talk about. Why do you want to talk
about
this?
The reason I'm
one?
Drawn to this race, it would appear rather strange, given that we've only got one horse, got any experience whatsoever. That is the Top Weight, Freed from Desire.
Your defence is terrified.
Thank you. got an official rating of 81, Ivan Furtado's horse. Callum Rodriguez, very good value for his three, probably the best claim in North, takes three off.
Five runs, there's four of the opposition who've had a run, and three that have had nothing at all. Is experience going to tell?
Well, the one that I like here, and the by far and away the most interesting one, is Mistress of Love, a filly by Scat Daddy, bought in the States, Alex Dunn, for $1 million.
Wow.
And the reason Carl Burke trains it is it was formerly with Jeremy Nasida, but of course Phoenix Thoroughbreds, the owners, have moved all their horses from Jeremy Nasida. So
they
he
have.
Got a couple of them, and he's very fortunate to have been sent this filly by Scat Daddy, beautifully bred, as you can imagine. I would have thought Carl Burke would have entered this in the debutante stakes. Obviously, it could have been Jeremy Nasida could have entered this, but it was quite a late closer. Just talking to Sean Quinn off air, it was a late closing race. So I'm putting two and two together, and making four hopefully here, and that Carl Burke thinks it's good enough to be entered in the Group Two for fillies debutante stakes at the Curragh on the 26th of August. So that gives it 13 days, best part of 2 weeks. So hopefully if it won here, they might think about turning it out here. Got beautiful pedigree. They've took the, they've entered it in a Group 2 in 2 weeks' time. So clearly they think it's, ready to rock and roll, because they are quite expensive to enter races and keep them in. So if they didn't think she would be ready to run in a group race following this run, it is quite a late closing race, then they would have took her out and saved some money. So that is the one for me. We don't have any prices.
No.
But it looks a weak race on paper. You've got a horse who's rated 81, which is a fair enough rating, but is exposed, had five goes, does have a penalty to carry as well. Obviously, Callum Rodriguez offsets three of it. And given how much they paid for it, given its pedigree, given they've entered it in an Irish Group 2, you've got to be very disappointed if this is not going to be better than 81.
Okay. Mistress of Love, then, the selection in 135.
Yeah, it's a tentative one, but it's more a horse of very much interest. How often are you going to see a horse cost £1 million run the air?
Yeah, true.
With that sort of pedigree entered in a group race. And we all know how good a trainer Carl Burke is of these types of two-year-olds.
And you may want to double it up with your second selection, which comes in the final race of air, the 5.15. That is the book for the William Hill Air Gold Cup Handicap over a mile and two furlongs. 14 runners set to go to post. I wonder how many of them will turn up, actually, because yesterday at air, when Kuiperbelt won, the field was decimated and ended up with just four runners. This time around, we're meant to have 14, but
you were on air, Alex, done yesterday. Was it down to a change in going?
I don't think so.
Or just the fact they didn't want to take Kuiperbelt on yesterday?
Quite possibly.
The course in question, as I like it, is of course Kuiper Belt. Again, not really thinking outside the box at all. It's got a £12 penalty. It won on Friday at Musselburgh.
Sneakily.
Well, it was an unbelievable ride from Jamie Spencer. That is why people love him and loathe him in equal measure. Yeah, but he was brilliant on it.
If you'd backed the distances, yeah, you'd be livid.
If it was a too clear winner, yeah, you'd have been annoyed, wouldn't you? But yeah, it was so cheeky. And to be fair, he probably rode it right that because they knew they were going to turn it out the day after. So it was 2 miles at Musselburgh, 16 furlongs. 15 furlongs here at Ayr yesterday. And it was a bizarre pricing because... say, I was at the football yesterday, so I couldn't watch it, but I rang up William Hill.
Yeah.
And when I looked, he was the last leg of an accumulator for me. He was 3-10.
Yes, he was.
And at the off, he went off to 8-13, which,
I thought 7 maybe in the end, but he touched 8-13 briefly, yeah.
Which seemed a bit bizarre because there was a whole host of non-runners. There was a couple backed against him, but it absolutely hosed up again under this jockey, Andrew Breslin.
4-7 on both wins, actually, now. Must have grand air.
He rides again tomorrow.
If you're getting 4-7 again, would you take it?
How could he not, really?
Drops and trip. That's the only
concern. Yeah, it does. It drops to 1.2 miles. But the way it's travelled in its races, Alex, you take a run it over a mile. I mean, how kindly did it travel for Jamie at Musselburgh? And again, yesterday, they dropped it in. I think he only had one behind it. Admittedly, there was only four runners, but they dropped it in third of four. And it just plodded. They didn't even have to push the button, and it never come off the bridle. So it's going to be three races in 4 days. But it's basically just had a racecourse gallop each time. Not even that. William Ross used to have it. Just a bit of background for this. Gordon Elliott bought it for £15,000. Miss M. Margolis is the new owner of this. They backed it as if defeat was out of the question on its debut for Gordon Elliott at Perth. That was on the 1st of August. Then obviously it's followed up 2 days in a row, Friday, Saturday. And off a mark, you know, it won off a mark of 53. Then, of course, it won off 59 yesterday with a penalty. And then 65 tomorrow. The way it's winning, this could be, you know, an 80-plus rated horse
and
in terms of a stayer.
Andrew Breslin takes 7 off, which he did last night. But effectively, that's only a £6 penalty from the first
week.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
So, or less, yeah.
So, you know, this horse is going places. It's a typical horse that Gordon Elliott gets, you know, off a... little-known trainer, probably doesn't have the facilities, staff, etc. And he's improved it an unbelievable amount.
This horse could go off threes on. It could go off even money.
I think it'll go off about even money-ish.
Okay.
I don't think it'll go off extremely short because you've got 13 running against it.
At the minute.
And, you know, it was weak in the betting having run once the day before. It's now having to run 3 times in 4 days.
Okay. So we're going to take the double?
Yeah, I would... My best bet is Kuiper Belt. I just think he's got that much in hand, even with 3 runs in 4 days. I think this will be an 80 horse, you know, over staying distances, the way it's winning.
A short price, but worth the gamble, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a gamble, I don't think. Mm. It's the right bet, because all of these horses up against it, barring Kassar, just need to mention that one, because that is a handicap debutant. Top weight here, runs off 65, very shrewd outfit, that of Keith Dalglish, by Acceleration, out of an Oasis Dream mare. So it's bred to be better than a mark of 65, and it's not been knocked about on any of its 3 starts. That is the one worry for me, because it's unexposed, could be a little bit better than 65. But it's going to have to be, as I say, this Kuiper Belt should be 80 plus over a staying trip. So Kuiper Belt, and in the other race at Ayr, the 135, just more out of interest than anything, the fact that Carl Burke has this £1 million horse, Mistress of Love, for Phoenix Thoroughbreds.
There you go. A bit of interest for your Monday afternoon. Good luck, all.
Good luck to you, Alex Dunn.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.